On this first Sunday of Christmas, the church celebrates the Holy Family of Nazareth, of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And we live in a time when the family institution is under serious threat, under serious attack. The family, the nucleus of human society, appears to be an endangered species. Today, the church invites us to emulate the Holy Family as our model. And why is that? Why is the Holy Family supposed to be a model to all of us? Well, because when God decided to become a human being, he decided to come as a member of a family. And when we look at Christmas, we're looking at a little child, a helpless child who needs his mother, who needs his father, that he needs all kinds of things. And that this is God, God himself, God, the creator of the world, the Word made flesh, God who could change the whole world in an inkling if he so willed it. But instead, what he decided to do was to become a helpless child and live as an ordinary human being, growing up in a family, making the journeys to Jerusalem and home, 12 years old and being amazed at the temple, being comfortable enough to stay there, knowing that his father was very special in that place of the temple. And then we say to ourselves, why did God do this? And then I think people understand that at the root of family is love. And God came to show us this is the way you learn to love. That you learn to love in the family. That's where you learn what love is all about. That in today's gospel, Luke narrates how the parents of Jesus played their role in his upbringing. They accompanied him until he was mature enough to take care of himself. They provided for his material needs. They also made sure that they brought him up in faith by presenting him to God at the appropriate time. That we call them the Holy Family. But this does not mean that they did not face their own problems. That just as every family has to face problems and overcome them, or to put it another way, has to carry a cross, so also the Holy Family had to carry many crosses. And there are many crosses come to mind as we read sacred scriptures, as we read the Gospels. We can easily imagine how misunderstood both Mary and Joseph were when Mary conceived Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. That their story would never be believed by others, those in their town of Nazareth. That even Mary herself had a very rough time early in the pregnancy when Joseph was planning to divorce her before the angel intervened in the dream. Or that when the time of Jesus' birth came, that it took place in the shelter of animals, since Bethlehem was so already crowded. That then the family had to flee to Egypt when Jesus' life was in danger due to the threat of Herod. And we can think of that Mary and Joseph experienced that awful experience, that great anxiety, as St. Luke goes and writes, of losing Jesus for the 3 days in the temple when he was 12 years old. And the only satisfaction they got from this is that he had been about his father's business. We don't hear of Joseph anymore when Jesus begins his public ministry as a man. Now we can imagine, tradition tells us that Joseph must have died in those years in between 12 and 30. That the Holy Family suffered the greatest pain that any family can suffer. The pain of grief and separation through death. And then you can think of the toll that Jesus' public ministry had on both himself and Mary. That as Simeon predicted, that sword pierced Mary's heart herself. They can think of the one occasion when Jesus goes and returns to Nazareth, of that his extended relatives come to try to take him by force, convinced that he's out of his mind, that he's a little crazy for the public ministry, the preaching that he's begun to do. That the other pain that happens as the Jewish people begin to reject him, make clear that they do not follow him as their Messiah. And then the saddest moment of all came when Mary watched her son die on the cross. And what kept the Holy Family together and sane through all these trials and crosses? And the answer is love for each other and God. Jesus' love for Mary and Mary's love for Jesus. And the love both of them had for God the Father. And we can see Jesus' love for his mother when he's dying on the cross and was worried about leaving her behind alone. And he goes and turns to his closest friend and disciple, John, to look after her, saying to Mary, "Woman, behold your son." And then to John, "Behold your mother." And you go and think then of what holds our families together also in times of difficulty is love and forgiveness. That is love which triumphs in the end, even if it has been a while, that love may have to take the form of some honest talking. That when discipline needs to be given, if it's not given in love, it's reduced to abuse. And if ever our families fail in any way, it's because of a lack of love on someone's part. And whenever our families are successful, it's because they are places of love. I believe one of the greatest threats facing families now is simply that we don't spend enough time together. That we're so busy working or socializing, watching TV, playing sports, being caught up on technology, on our cell phones, on social media. That we have less and less time for each other. And what a pity that is. There's a story about a lawyer who lived a considerable distance from her elderly father. That months had passed away since they had been together. When her father called to ask when she might visit, the daughter detailed a list of reasons that prevented her from taking the time to go and see him. Of her court schedule, meetings, new clients, research, etc. and etc. And then the father goes at the end of the recitation and asks his daughter, "When I die, do you intend to come to my funeral?" The daughter's response was immediate. "Dad, I can't believe you'd ask that. Of course I'll come." And then the father replies to that, "Good. Forget the funeral and come. I need you more now than I will then. I am alive now. I will be dead then." So that we can go and see that one of the greatest threats facing families is that we don't spend enough time together. And spending time together with our families is a way of showing our family that we love them. And when we love our family, we want to sacrifice ourselves by spending time with them, of giving ourselves to them. That all the more so when we realize that not by spending time with them, that we're depriving them of our love and hurting them. That just as the Holy Family survived through all the crises, through all the crosses, through the love of each other and faith in God, let us pray during this Mass that our families will conquer all the difficulties through love for each other and faith in God. That today's Gospel also reminds us that problems and obstacles are inevitable in a family. However, if the members remain united and courageous, they will definitely overcome any obstacle and challenge that comes to them. That when Jesus' parents thought he was lost, together, united, they went and looked for him and found him in the temple. That as parents, they played their role well. That Joseph is a role model for all fathers. That he protected and provided for both Mary and Jesus. That Mary also played her role very well by providing the maternal love that their son needed to grow up with. And on his part, Jesus was not disobedient or problematic, that he was obedient, that he understood the difficulties that faced his family, that in a Christian family, each member plays his role well and the family grows. That if the husband loves and respects his wife and children, he wins their favor. If the mother respects the father and nurtures her children, the family will be a better place. And if the children obey and respect their parents, they will be blessed. as a Christian family is, a family modeled after the Holy Family. It is a family ordained by God. It is made up of a father and mother and children when God pleases. It's a family that stays and prays together. It's a family where children are educated and brought up with love, faith, hope, and charity. It's a family where each member is valued and respected. It's a family where difficulties are peacefully and prayerfully resolved together, united. That through the model of every good family is the Holy Family of Nazareth. And so let us pray. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.